Hey, y'all, I'm Kyle Stone.
And I'm Jad Deal.
And we're Case and Lane. We promised y'all we were going to bring someone in very cool. And we have brought in no other from Confederate Railroad, the piano player, Joey Recker.
Yes,
how
sir.
You doing, Joey? Thank you for having me for coming out,
Thanks
man.
Thanks for having me, man.
Yeah, absolutely. Absolutely. So, we'll go ahead and get started. We'll ask you a few questions, man. So, when did you first start playing piano? Like, at what age or how did that come about?
I started picking around at it when I was about 7 years old.
Okay.
I had a little old country church down the road from the house. You know how it was back in them days. They didn't ever lock the doors.
Yep.
And I went down there and ride my bicycle down about a mile and a half to the house. And I'd sneak in that church and pick around at it. And just, I didn't know what I was doing, but I knew I loved it already.
Yeah.
And mama would catch me down there at that church by myself and call me out and whoop my butt. And I'd keep going back. And I got a lot of butt whoopings over that. And one day, the lady that plays the piano in the church, Miss Joy, she walked in and caught me, and I thought I was going to get in trouble again. And she sat down with me and started showing me a couple things.
That.
And she offered to give me piano lessons, and I took piano lessons from her for, it was less than a year.
Mm-hmm.
And I started picking things up real quick, and after about, I think it was about 6-7 months, she said, just go on and play. And I quit taking lessons. I only took lessons about 6 months, but I started at a pretty young age, and I just couldn't leave it alone.
I loved
it.
Well, that's awesome, man. And it's kind of, you know, it's kind of crazy, and I'm sure, you know, you've got the same story, Jad.
Pretty much.
Know, it's like all
I didn't sneak into church. We
no.
made to go, so we went there.
But, you know, it's like all musicians come from a background of starting in church.
That's
you
right.
Know, just
that's
like right. myself, you know, I when I first started playing guitar, I was 6 years old, and, you know, an uncle of mine that I went to church with played guitar. He'd get up every Sunday and pick, and I became very interested in it. And crazy enough, I was actually taking piano lessons at the time with a lady out of Willacoochee, Georgia. And but I, you know, just became more interested in guitar and laid piano to the side for a while, and that's kind of how it came to be with
mm-hmm.
me, you know.
Mm-hmm.
So,
well, did you, when you turned loose on your own, did you kind of, I guess, play more by ear, or did you follow notes, or how was your...
A little bit of both. I cheat, and y'all being guitar players, you'll understand this.
Oh, yeah.
Most of the time, you know, I got a pretty good repertoire of licks, I
mm-hmm.
guess.
Mm-hmm.
And so most of the time, I grab a piece of sheet music. I can read it, but it's too much trouble. I look at them guitar chords and
that's
then
right.
put my licks to it
that's
and
right.
play it like
you
I want to.
Got some go-to licks that you...
Yeah, and that's pretty much where I normally pick things up. I played a lot by ear, and... but I was a music major. Went to Georgia Southwestern College in Americus,
okay.
and so
awesome.
I can read, I understand theory and all that good stuff. You know, I stayed with it
mm-hmm.
educationally all the way through college. But you know, most time it's just easy for me to listen to it a couple times and play it. You know?
I had a great debate with a former guitar player of ours all the time: theory versus feeling.
Yeah,
you know, you kind of need both. But some people get too stuck in the theory of it, and it just has no soul. And then
that's right.
Some of them are just straight feeling, and it kind of you lose some of the dynamics that you need. So it's kind of a good blend to have both.
Right.
Yeah.
I'm absolutely. A big believer in theory. Theory helps a lot. Like when I got the job with Railroad,
mm-hmm.
I got an email from Danny that said, "Here's a list of 80 songs. Know these when you get here." That's about 3 days before I showed up.
Good gracious.
All I had time to do was sit down and write down a bunch of songs and what key it was in.
How about
and you know,
that?
If you know theory, you can just about
right.
figure out where the song's probably going to go.
That's
you may
right.
not play it perfectly, but you can stay out of trouble.
Yep.
That's
and
right.
that's what I tried to do for the first couple of weeks. I just stayed out of trouble.
I heard that. Cool, man. Cool deal. I guess we'll ask you, what was the first show you ever played, and how did that go for you?
With Railroad or like?
Well, like on your own, I guess. Or I know you're, let me back up a little bit. I know you're retired military.
Uh-huh.
You
want
to tell us a little bit about that?
Well, I went to, told you I went to college,
mm-hmm.
and almost graduated. I started doing my student teaching there in my senior year. I had less than 30 hours to go before I graduated. And, I got in the classroom to do my student teaching and realized I did not want to be a teacher. All the respect in the world to those teachers out there, but it was not for me.
I
perfect
understand.
Time
and,
too,
no,
right?
Yeah.
And
yeah,
I really wanted to be a rock star, and nobody was calling me to give me that job. So, You know, when I had a brand new family at that time, I needed the support. Mm-hmm. And my brother was a recruiter. And so I was like, hey, bro, I need a job. And so in 1985, I joined the Army. If not, I'd love to tell you about all the patriotic reasons I had. I needed a paycheck.
I understand. Hey.
And
28 years later,
I retired. And
awesome, man.
I played the whole time, you know, with local bands in between as I moved around and did what I had to do. And I never quit.
Mm-hmm.
But I can't tell you that I concentrated on it and really got any better either.
Okay.
And then when I retired, I really made up my mind that I'm going to focus on my music now. And cool. So, you know, I was 52 years old, but at this point in my life, I got nothing else to do. This is what I'm going to focus on. Right.
Well, Joel, we certainly appreciate your service to the country, man. We do.
Thank you.
So yeah, tell us the story, man. You know, as I was telling y'all, Joey here is a member of Confederate Railroad. He is their piano player. So tell the story, Joey, how that came to be. Like, how did you get acquainted with them?
Well, like I said, when I retired, I started playing around locally with a really just a little solo piano show, and then my good buddy Craig Sugar joined in on the cajon, and we made it into
a
little two-man thing. And so we did that for a little while, and played one night over at Booger Bottom down at Lake Blackshear. And
awesome.
Mo Thaxton, who's the bass player from Confederate Railroad, called me up and asked if he could sit in with me one particular night. And he said, I'm going to stop by and just play a song or two.
Cool.
And and about 4.5 hours later, you know, we were still playing a song or two.
Absolutely.
And he grabbed one of them, had a little homemade demo CD. Mm-hmm. He got a copy of it, and he asked me if I'd ever considered traveling and doing music professionally. Of course, I told him, you know, man, that's all I ever dreamed of, and that was the true thoughts, all I ever wanted to do.
Absolutely.
And he said, man, if I ever get a chance to throw your name out there, I will. And the very next week, I was playing in America's at another little local show, and I got a text on my phone that said, hey, man, I talked to Danny. We need a piano player. And you start next week in Iowa.
Here's 80 songs.
Here's 80 songs. Just, know them when you get
them. Thanks, man.
Wow. So, I'm sure that was a crunch.
So, yeah, it was. It was a dream come true for me. I didn't know how it was going to turn out or if I was going to get hired. It was on a trial basis.
Absolutely.
I had to go for it. It was an opportunity of a lifetime.
What would you say is probably your favorite song to play? You know, I'm sure y'all do all the you know, great stuff that the whole world knows, you know, by Confederate Railroad. Which one of those songs would probably be your favorite that y'all play?
There's a couple. You know, Confederate Railroad had 18 charted singles, sold over 6 million, got a pretty good repertoire there. But probably my favorite is, and it's a lot of people's favorite, I guess, is Jesus and Mama.
Yeah, beautiful song, man.
And the main reason is because I lost my mama about 2 years ago. And the last time she was able to get out of the house is when Confederate Railroad played at Cypress Grill down at the river. I don't know if you remember that.
We do.
That was the last time my mama was able to get out of the house. And Danny dedicated that song to her.
Man.
And then she got up on stage and danced a trashy woman in front of everybody at 83 years old.
Good gracious.
And that was the last night she was able to get out of the house. So every time we do that song, I think about my mama.
I'm sure that's an awesome memory. And that's kind of like, you know, Jad and I wrote a song. It's called Those Are Memories. It was written about my grandpa and Jad's grandpa both. So that's a cool story, man. Sure is.
We went into the studio to record that. Right after we got it recorded, his grandpa was actually in the hospital, basically on his deathbed, you know.
Yeah.
And we got it mixed down just in time for him to hear it, you know, because before
That's
he
awesome.
Passed. And that was a big thing, a rush. We were calling the engineer, hey, man, could you just give us a rough copy just so he can hear it, you know, before it passes? But and he was. He was able to hear it, which was beautiful. Mine, unfortunately, died 10 years prior, but...
Yeah.
Anytime, anything like that, you know, special that, you know, that you have, that your mother was able to hear that. And
well, it was kind of funny. My mom, you know, she was proud, but she didn't really understand what she was proud of.
Right.
She wasn't a Confederate Railroad fan. She didn't understand what I was doing. Really, you know, at that point, she was starting to decline a little bit. But she was on hospice, and she'd have the hospice nurses come to the house. But every time a new one walked in the door, she'd say, this is my son, and he plays with that Confederate orchestra. But she bragged on me the best way she could. I was real happy that she got to see me play on that big stage, least once, you know.
Yep, that's awesome, man. That's absolutely awesome. I got to say, probably one of my most favorite Confederate Railroad songs is probably Queen of Memphis.
Yeah, that might be.
I think even one night I may have or may not have recorded myself singing that and sent it to you when we were playing out the Cowboys in Dothan, Alabama.
Right. I think I may remember that.
Yeah.
But y'all, how I became acquainted with Joy here, he and I both actually used to play a little local place over in Osceola, Georgia, called the Osceola Roadhouse. I know a lot of y'all locally that's going to see this will know exactly what I'm talking about, and y'all probably remember Joy here playing there. And so that's how it came to be. Mm-hmm. And pretty cool to run across you back then, man. I kind of idolized you, if you want to know the truth, because I've always loved the piano, and you're a phenomenal singer yourself.
Well, thank you.
Absolutely.
I remember you coming in, and if I got this right, and if I got this wrong, delete it off tape. But if I got this right, I believe it was your whole family sitting out there. Everybody was in there,
They
come up and talked to me, and we got introduced and all that.
That's exactly right. My mom, and to this day, I actually had to make her a copy of your CD, I'm not going to lie, because she just really enjoyed hearing you play, piano and sing.
Well, good deal. Tell her I appreciate that.
I sure will. I certainly will. So, how many dates are y'all playing right now, Joey? Like, I guess between, I know you still do some stuff on your own, correct?
I do, when I can.
Okay, when you can. Cool.
Confederate Railroad's still doing just about 100 shows a year. And some folks that follow us may remember last year we had a little controversy about a name creep up.
Yeah, I remember that.
Great state of Illinois, and it is a great state. New York both canceled us from state fairs. But, that was some politicians that was a little separated from the people.
Yeah.
And the people really stood up. People really supported us. And that's been a big boom for us, you know. We're an old band. Danny's been on the road for 42 years, I think, now.
Wow.
And, in one form or another. And, and the band, was doing 80 to 90 shows a year, I think, on average. And I think next year, this year now, it's 2020, mm-hmm. Already on the calendar, we play our first show this weekend in Hiawassee. And already, I think we're at 87, already booked for this year.
Awesome, man.
And, and a lot of weekends open, a lot of them are triple stacked and double stacked. So, I believe we'll break 100 shows and upwards of 100, 110 shows this year pretty easily.
Awesome, man. And you said y'all playing in Hiawassee, Georgia next Saturday?
Hiawassee at the Anderson Music Hall Saturday night.
Awesome,
man. And they will be in Rome, Georgia the following Saturday.
Cool deal. Well, I tell you, I'd love to get a chance to come up there and see y'all, man.
Absolutely.
Well, anytime,
sure
man.
Would.
Love to see you.
Well, cool. Well, Joey, do you think you would like to play a song for us while you're here, man?
Yeah, I can do that.
Okay, cool. Well, y'all hang tight. We're going to get him ready, y'all.
I didn't love him.
Joey, that song was awesome, man. Tell us how you wrote that song.
Well, it was really co-written, and I can't take much credit for it. Most of the credit goes to a friend of mine, Aaron Jagger, up from around North Georgia. He and I served in combat together, both in Bosnia and Iraq, and we ran across each other in both places, and we put together bands, and. Oh, yeah. And you didn't have many instruments or anything like that where we were, but the chapel always had something. So we volunteered our services to the chaplain there on the base camps we were on, and we put together a little gospel group, and we played Sunday morning services for the soldiers. And then on that? Saturday nights, he'd let us use the chapel, and we'd play whatever else we wanted to play.
Cool.
And so we did that, and we became very, very good friends. And Aaron... wrote most of the words. Aaron told me about his feelings when he became a Christian.
Mm-hmm.
And then he had most of the song. I did some arranging and added a few lines here and there. But we ended up putting that thing together. And sadly enough, about a year and a half after that, Aaron was on another combat tour in Afghanistan. He was killed by a roadside bomb.
Gracious, man.
And the most wonderful thing happened is... Aaron's mama, good church-going lady, always trying to impress upon all of us to do the right thing, Miss Carol, did not know that Aaron had become a Christian.
Hmm.
And so a couple of us were able to go to his memorial ceremony when he was returned home and sing that song, and we was able to tell his mama, that... she would see him again one day.
What a blessing she received that day.
That's why I chose to do that song. It's a real special song.
That's awesome, man. Well, I tell you, we thoroughly enjoyed it. It's a great song, man. Sure is. Well, Joey, what can your fans expect from you in the future? Anything pretty cool coming up, kind of behind closed doors you can touch on? Or?
Well, I don't have many closed doors. Everything's kind of out there. But, from talking to Danny with Confederate Railroad, I'm going to stick with Danny Shirley and Confederate Railroad as long as he'll have me.
Awesome.
I mean, you just never met a better guy than Danny Shirley. He takes care of us and looks out for us. And As long as Danny Shirley's out there, I'm going to stay with him.
Awesome, man.
He's 63 years old now, and he probably wouldn't appreciate me telling that. Yeah, but he you know, we all want to keep going as long as we're healthy. And yep, he says absolutely, at least till he's 70, and that don't mean he's going to quit. It just means he may slow down a little bit, just reevaluate where his health is.
Mm-hmm.
So I believe we got 7-8 more years of doing railroad. And, you know, if I got to suck on an oxygen bottle and lean over and sing in the microphone, I'm gonna do it as long as the good Lord lets me keep
absolutely
breathing.
Well, man, and Jad and I both hope, you know, between our band and Confederate Railroad that our paths may cross, you know, sometime at a show or something. You know, you never know what can happen. But I know we've always looked up to Confederate Railroad and all the guys and love the music, you know. So, I guess real quick before we close this out, tell everybody, do you have social media, YouTube, places like that that fans can find you?
We do. First, let me just tell you about my personal pages.
Yes,
I might as well brag
please
on mine a little
absolutely
bit there. You can
please
go to
do.
On the net, joeyrecord.rocks. Not dot com, dot rocks. Joeyrecord.rocks. One word, JoeyRecker.rocks is my website.
Awesome.
And it's kind of one-stop shopping for me and my music. I tune pianos and work on pianos when I'm home.
Awesome. So,
and
hey,
you can book you can book an appointment online right there. I of course play music. You can book a show mm-hmm right there online. You can see the calendars, and you can go to Antioch Southern Gospel. That's a Southern Gospel group I play with when I'm home, and see our schedule. You can go to Confederate Railroad and see their whole schedule. And you can go over to the Joey Record side and see where me and Shug are going to be playing.
Awesome.
And so it's kind of one-stop shopping for everything I do musically, from
cool
piano
deal
tuning to performing with whichever of the groups I play with.
Awesome, man.
So check that out. And I also have a Facebook side. You know, my personal page, just Joey Record. But there's also a Joey Record music page, and I try to keep that updated with upcoming stuff.
Cool deal. So y'all be sure to go check him out.
And then, you know, can't leave Confederate Railroad out of that. Obviously, we got social media sites we post regularly. I do the social media for Confederate Railroad.
Oh.
So if you ever type them a note, I'll probably be the guy that answers you.
Oh, God.
So, you know, we've got our Facebook page, and we stay pretty active on Twitter and announcing our shows. And there's also a fans page, Confederate Railroad Fans, that another lady runs for us. But we stay on those. Every now and again, I put some stuff on Instagram. Don't do too much on YouTube unless stuff like this happens.
Oh,
you
yeah,
post
yeah
it, and we'll share
absolutely
it.
Absolutely.
I really need to get more active on YouTube. But
yeah.
Facebook, Twitter, and Instagram is probably the best place to find
that's
us.
That's a full-time
awesome
job
awesome
in itself.
It is.
Social media is a full-time job.
You got to touch it every day.
Yeah.
Just
every
about
day.
Exactly. Jad more or less, you know, runs our social media sites for us, and sometimes I try to step in and help, but it's
I'm constantly
job
texting him. I need content, man. You just come over here and stand in the yard. Let me take a picture. I need some content, you know.
Yeah. So anyway, well, Joey, thanks for stopping by, man.
Yes,
it's
sir,
great
Kyle
to see you again, and I hope you take care, man. Y'all be safe out on the road, and hopefully we get to see you again very soon.
Hopefully so.
All right.
Thank you, Jad.
Absolutely.
And again, y'all were in the band with Case and Lane with Joey Recker from Confederate Railroad. We hope y'all enjoyed this episode. Be sure to stay tuned for what's next.